Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is July the 31st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 46 to 48. God refines us so that we will glorify Him in our lives. We read in Isaiah chapter 48 verses 10 and 11 like this. The word of God. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give my glory to another. This message is addressed to the house of Jacob, which includes the people of Judah. They are criticized for calling on God's name, but refusing to live by His laws. For His own sake, however, God promises to end their exile. He will refine them, not like silver in literal fire, but in the furnace of affliction through the Babylonian captivity. Then God will restore them for His own namesake, a name that has been profaned by them. However, God will not share the credit for this restoration with their idols that they have been serving for so long. Thus, we are reminded here that even God's acts of judgment are ultimately tempered with His acts of mercy. The reason why God allowed His people to go through the Babylonian captivity was that they would finally emerge from their afflictions without their sin stains, and that they would reflect God's glory and greatness among the people of their world. Thus, this act of God is ultimately a celebration of divine mercy. Though they deserve to be obliterated from the face of the earth, nevertheless, God seeks to refine them and not cut them off. In our own lives, it is natural that we desire glory and adulation for all our accomplishments. At these times, God allows us to go through suffering and problems so that we understand clearly that all glory and honor belongs to God alone. God's act of mercy in our lives are His own initiative, springing from the depths of His mercy, as He wants to protect His own name and reputation. God says clearly, I will not yield my glory to another. God will not share His glory with anyone down here on earth and up there in heaven. So it is important that we do not absorb any glory that we receive due to our own accomplishments. Rather, as shining pure silver and gold, we should reflect all glory to God alone, as Paul and Barnabas did in Acts chapter 14 verse 15. Let us be reflective of our current situation so that we develop the same attitude of the patriarch Job, who declared, "For He knows the way that I take. When He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." Job chapter 23 verse number 10. God does not want us to perish, but only refined so that we always glorify Him through our lives. If we resist, the fire of affliction will burn us and make us hard. If we submit, the fire will purify us and make us tender. Let us submit ourselves to the refining work of God today, so that everything we do, by word, by deed, or by lifestyle, will please God and ultimately reflect His glory alone before others. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, the words of Apostle Peter like this. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.